This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on achievements and required steps for food safety and standards in India. The participants are S. Vijaya Rani, Director, Food Safety and Standards Authority of India, and Anubha Rothki, Anchor.
Welcome to the program, Ms. Rani.
Thank you.
The first thing I want to know from you is, what measures does the Food Safety and Standards Authority of India, that is FSSAI, takes to ensure compliance with food safety standards in India?
Food Safety Standards Authority of India is more concerned about the safety, quality and hygiene. And you know what, we regulate it at the manufacturing level. Not only at the manufacturing level, we continue with the storage, distribution, sale and imports. So while doing so, starting from the manufacturing till sale, so we are having broad online system starting from the licensing till the lab testing. So when we say licensing, so any food business operator who wants to do the food business has taken a license from our office, from our department, and it's online. But before issuing the license, we also ensure whether the unit is having the proper infrastructure, not only for manufacturing, but also for storing and proper cleaning facilities, because that is more, the infrastructure itself has to be more hygiene to get the license. So once the license is issued, we don't stop there. To ensure the safety and quality, we do inspections. We take the samples. We send it to lab and check whether it is, you know, as per the standards prescribed by the department. If it doesn't pass the standards, so there can be two things. One, it may fail in the standard, and two, it may fail in the safety factors. If it fails in the safety factor, it is no option but to go for destruction. If it fails on the standards, so in that case, we give them the improvement notice to improve the standards. Because, you know, standards, we can improve it. But once it is unsafe, we cannot, you know, allow it into the market for consumption. So this is how we comply with. So not only this inspection, we also go for, you know, surveillance samples. Jambay, we came to know that this news, or, you know, it's a complaint wherein they say, I have purchased the fruit from this market, but it came out to be this. So we go on a surveillance sample to certain markets also. We pick the samples. If the samples fail over there, then we go for enforcement. So this is where, this is how, you know, we comply with the mission of, you know, providing the safety, healthy and the quality food.
You've spoken about surveillance and monitoring. How does the FSSAI conduct this surveillance and monitoring of food products in India? What are the tools that you use? What are the methods that you use?
As far as surveillance is concerned, you know, as I told you, that's one, it is maybe based on the complaint. So we receive complaints saying that these food came out to be this, and accordingly we go for surveillance. And second, we also have certain industrial representatives. They come and say, okay, this is how industry is going good, but, you know, for certain products coming from certain regions is not meeting up the standards, because of which their industry is not. Accordingly, we do the sampling and the testing over there also. For example, you know, recently we have done some tea drives, some honey drives, wherein the quality of honey and the tea has been, you know, brought down to a very global level. We were, you know, compelled to do those drives also. While doing that, we came to know that certain areas, it's not that everywhere tea has failed, but certain areas it may fail. Then we used to find out the reasons how it has been failed, and we bring, you know, awareness and exposure as to what to be done in that level. So this is one surveillance sample. Second, as far as the complaint is concerned, we do surveillance samples regularly. We go to markets, pick fruit, pick any food product for that matter. So that is, you know, that's not legal, but, you know, it's generalized this sampling we do. But if that particular product, you know, from that shop or the area that the market fails, then we go for, you know, doing the enforcement sample. This is one way of, you know, taking the samples. And monitoring is, as I told you earlier, monitoring is followed with the FBOs. We go for inspections and we go for, you know, and if the inspection fails and the improvement notice is issued, again, we don't leave it there. After issuing improvement notice also, we again follow up after 15-20 days to ensure whether the standard has been revised or not. So this is how we do the monitoring and the surveillance.
What notable achievements has the FSSAI made in recent years to improve food safety standards in India?
Yes, the online system which FSSAI has, there is no public interface is required. Because sitting at their own place, they can, you know, apply for the license, they can apply for the lab test, and they can apply for the import of goods. And it's not that they have to come to the office and somebody, everything is online. This is one big achievement. Sitting at one place, they can, you know, do all this necessary work which they want to do under the FSSAI as a FBO. This is one. Number two, as far as the achievements is concerned, one, two, I will say, recently, see our surveillance and the testing level has increased to a great extent. And this year we have come up with the National Surveillance Drive also, which is for 2023-24 and 2024-25, wherein we say that we are going to do the testing of certain products on a quarterly basis. And also we have told them that how we are going to test it and how it has been non-confirming samples will be dealt by. It's not only with the particular product. It's of, you know, dairy products, fish products, vegetables, fruits. So we have scheduled it. However, it is about to come. But if, you know, once we are moving to a very greater level of, you know, doing the surveillance on safety and the healthy parameters. And as far as, you know, millets is one concern, I can say we have taken up millets to a great level in this 1 year, because when it is the 2023 was declared as an international year of millets. So it was complete focus to take this highly nutritional values millets to reach out to the 5-star hotels even, you know, which was not known to many. Now we are having so much of, you know, products made out of this millets. And biggest achievement, what I will say is, you know, so far we do not have any standards prescribed for millets, even at the international level. We have, you know, standards fixed for millets as a whole. But even within millets, we have very different varieties of millets. So what India has requested to the international forum is that we want to fix standards for the individual millets. And that has been accepted and a committee has been formed and India has been made a member too. That's a great achievement. At the international level, India has been given the responsibility of, you know, fixing the standards for millets. It's a great achievement and it's absolutely good work is going to come out of it. And as I told you, we are, you know, training so much of food handlers, which they were not aware of that such a training and how to handle the food. It's not only the hygiene and the quality which is concerned more at the manufacturing level. It's at the handling level it is more concerned. So giving training to all the food handlers, you know, at various organizations like the hospitals, the hotels, bhavans, the schools, any canteens, anywhere you name it, you know, in the prisons, in the working women hostel. So everywhere we went. And, you know, mainly what I feel is, you know, as I said, the today's children are tomorrow's citizens and they should be aware of all these healthy, quality and hygienic food to be taken. And we are approaching to the schools to, you know, make them aware of this Eat Right. And Eat Right is one initiative which has been taken by us, you know, educating everyone, including the children, to what to eat, how to eat and when to eat. And this is one big initiative. And I think, like, you know, approaching to the markets and associations and speaking about, you know, healthy food, this is the biggest achievement. That was one biggest, if I want to say that, you know, being nominated as a person, as a country to bring out the standards for millets is big achievement for FSSI.
How does the FSSI collaborate with stakeholders? We are talking about the businesses, the manufacturers and other such stakeholders to enhance food safety standards across the country.
So what we are doing is we used to have a meeting with the food business operators, and one is like, you know, want to know from them what all problems they face at their level and what all we can do from the FSS level. And two, also make them, you know, understand about the health factors, you know, as I discussed with you. We also make them aware of, you know, what is coming into the market and how it is affecting it if it is not checked at the proper level. So recently we have, you know, conducted a meeting with the Association of, you know, various markets, wherein we have told them about the products which are coming into the market, how it should be, how it is, and what can be done at the FSSI level for checking it. As I told you, it's, you know, we have this food safety on wheels. That is one, again, I can say it's a good achievement. You can just call. It has a GPS location. You have to just call if you want to have the rapid test kit to test something. And it will be there in, you know, as a given 1.5-2 hours, it will be there in that place. So you can, you know, check the product. It may not give you an elaborate result, but initial testing can be done through that kit. And if something comes out that, you know, this product after checking is having so much of pesticides in it, then we can stop using that and, you know, send further to the lab for detailed investigation. So these awareness, you know, we try to bring in among the market associations. And also we told them, not only you have to just make your consumers aware of what to eat and how to eat and what product you are giving to them is, you know, ultimately in a food chain is anyway going to come to your own family. That awareness of, you know, that we try to give it to the food business operators. So any hotels, you know, they cannot say that the farmer who is manufacturing the vegetable, what can I do at the hotel level? You're absolutely right. You cannot cut it at the root. But yes, you can ask, you know, if there are 15 suppliers in the chain, so can you ask the one from whom you're procuring as to, I have tested this at one point of time, it came to you having this. So can you just check with the other person from whom you have purchased to ensure what all has been done? So saying so it will definitely reach to that 15th level. So this is what is awareness we try to create among the food business operators. So we meet on, you know, regularly. We have option and a meeting point to meet with the FBOs, and we also conduct many outreach programs at the various states. We used to have the State Connect. And State Connect, we get commissioners from the food safety at the state level, and we from the FSSA level, along with the food business operators. We do carry many outreach programs there. So there, the grievances will be discussed, and whatever we have brought in as a new initiative, these are all will be discussed with them. This is how we meet with the FBOs.
You mentioned something earlier on in the discussion. You said children of today are the citizens of tomorrow.
Yes.
And when we were talking about the various initiatives taken by the FSSAI, one of the recent initiatives which I was reading about was the Food Safety Magic Box, which is a food safety testing kit for school children. Now, and the other one was that you also mentioned, you know, food safety on wheels, and then detect adulteration with rapid test book. So how important are such initiatives to not only create awareness about an issue such as food adulteration, but also empower people to make informed choices about what they are consuming?
Very, very important. As you rightly said, it's not only, you know, they should know. Till the time they are not aware of as an individual, it's, you know, really tough for us to bring in, you know, you have to really realize what I am consuming is more important. In fact, I will say that, you know, I was listening to some speech. It was told that, you know, we purchase a computer, we read the user manual so many times to ensure that galat usage nahi ho jaye, so that, you know, properly used. So its life will be too long. So this is when you are purchasing a computer and you are reading the user manual, your body is a system. You never study the user manual. So my focus, you know, in fact, our focus is to see, just understand the user manual of this body system. You need to know how healthy we should take, what time we should take, and how to take is more important. So this is what we try to create through this Eat Right initiative. Eat Right initiative is all about understand your body system, and your body needs this, and you have to take this in this way. This is the Eat Right initiative. As you said, so this, you know, we try to reach to the residential colonies also. Majorly why schools? Because school, bachchon ke man mein ye leke aana is more important in, you know, today's world. So they consume, they are not aware of all these, you know, health issues and other things. So to focus more on this is the benefits which these children are going to get, that's why we more focus on schools and colleges.
So there's a lot of misinformation and a lot of mass advertising we see when it comes to food products, so-called health drinks and energy drinks. How is the FSSAI dealing with this challenge?
Rightly said, and, you know, as you quoted, this health drink, the energy drink, once it comes to our notice, immediately we have issued recent past, you know, not even a week, we issued a notice wherein we have clearly mentioned what should be the health drink and what should be these beverages and you energy drink, and you have to distinguish between. So this we have, you know, clearly. So these things, you know, it comes to our notice, because as an officer, whenever I purchase something, I just look into the ingredients and other advertisements and labeling facts given in the labels. And we then give training, you know, to the public. When we reach out to the public, we also tell them that when you purchase, don't just open and use it. Just go through the labeling procedures, whatever has been mentioned. And this, you know, we create through when we reach out to people, as I said, like reaching out to people through this awareness program, they do mention that we need to. And other than that, if you see in the webinars, which I'm saying that we are going to have some 100 webinars in this year, which is, you know, about to come, that will be one great initiative. Where we will be having very different types of topics. So where the specialists will be coming and saying, see if it is, you know, adulterated food, they will be speaking about that. And if it is, you know, labeling process, they will be saying, see, what all needs to be observed when, you know, it is purchasing a product and the label. So this is how we are now trying to connect. But labeling, you know, it's a very serious, we are making so many inspections, you know, investigations based on the facts given in the labels, and they have been, you know, penalized for that also. When we came to know that the misbranding through labeling is happening, so we have penalized them also. So many cases have been prosecuted also. So this is what is happening at our level.
Thank you so much, Ms. Vijaya Rani, for speaking with us.
Oh, that's my pleasure. Thank you so much.
You are listening to a discussion on achievements and required steps for food safety and standards in India. The participants were S. Vijaya Rani, Director, Food Safety and Standards Authority of India, and Anubha Rotki, Anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289 09 4044.